Selena Gomez. Can't keep my hands to myself. All right, the surgery is on. Hey, Smallsy here. What night is it?
Friday!
And the request lines are open. 13, 24, 10. Get your favourite song playing. I've got the Polaroid, Fujifilm, Instax cameras. Ashley, what's up, honey?
I'm just wondering when the Justin Bieber song's going
to
play.
The Justin Bieber song that you need to see him at the NYC Big Apple. It's three songs away.
Yeah,
three songs away. The winning track is on right now. We've got a special guest for Friday night.
Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Kidding.
Yo, what's going on? It's your boy Kidding.
Oh yeah, this is Gangsta. Kid Ink is on the show for a Friday night. Now tell me, are you calling me from your mansion?
I have what they call it, a Mick mansion. So it's like a mansion, but Mick size. I don't know how to explain it. It's like a half a mansion.
Oh, okay, so you have like 6 bedrooms instead of 12, right? Which, anyway, what are you going to do in the other 6?
Right, exactly.
Do you have like a full staff of people? I've always wanted to be a rapper, except I'm way too white. Let's just cut straight to the chase. I'm way too white to be a rapper. However, I imagine if you're good in the game like you are, you would have like a mansion, you'd have like a staff of people who like can do things for you. Am I right?
Assistant, I guess some maids, and then I have this car wash guy. Nothing too serious though. I still like to be productive, man. I like to feel like, you know, I'm doing regular things.
Hey, while I've got you on the show though, we're about to play the song Promise. I want to find out from you, as someone who's like in the game, watching everything that's going on. Wiz Khalifa and Kanye West had this massive brouhaha on Twitter last week. What do you do? Because as me, I call my friends and I go, oh, check out what's going on between Kanye and Wiz. What do you do?
I do the same thing. Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, because at the end of the day, for me, you know, I think it's a part of my job. For me, I'm watching and checking the blogs and looking at everything just like everybody else, and entertained by it all too. I think it all, you know what I'm saying, sparks not only just entertainment and comedy when watching some of the stuff, but some of it's motivating sometimes too when you see people battling and going at it, and you know what I'm saying, it's a part of the hip-hop game, and it makes you want to go in and just not really battle anybody, but you just get that energy, and you know.
Yeah. Like, did you ever think when you started in this game that this is where it would go?
Nah, I never thought it would get is digital and meme, and I think all it's really making all the rappers become very, you know what I'm saying, computer literate and learning how to use like their time codes and you know, really get into it in Photoshop. Like I'm cool on Photoshop, but you know, I haven't gone in there enough to feel like, oh, I'm about to make some memes and do some crazy stuff. And it's crazy that people have like meme teams that are like sitting on the back end, and like you come up with ideas and like have them make them and stuff like that. It was crazy.
This is a whole new world we live in, Kid Ink. One day you need to get yourself a meme team and just get out there and create some. The song, as I said, we love it here in Australia. Promise. Fingers crossed. We'll see you here in March. So great for you being on the show tonight.
So
I appreciate you calling in, man.
Appreciate it, man. It feels good. You know what I'm saying? And holler at people. You know what I'm saying? Got good questions, man. I ain't done that many interviews lately, so getting back in the zone. Appreciate
y'all. I ask good questions. Here you are with Fetty Wap. It's called Promise. Kid Ink on the air at Nova. I love the way you stare.